Welcome to the Woodridge Baptist Church Podcast. For more information about what's happening in the life of our church, visit our website at www.woodridge.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, I just want to say from my family to yours, I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for a voice so that I can lose it. I was thinking about it over the course of this week, all the things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for my wife. Thankful for my kids. Thankful for friends. Thankful for Jesus. There's a lot to be thankful for. There's an African proverb that says, if you heal the leg of a person, do not be surprised if they use it to run away. Did you hear that? If you heal the leg of a person, do not be surprised if they use it to run away. I wanted us to think about something very simple this morning. I want us to think about gratitude. The significance of it, the meaning of it, the practice of it, and the importance of it. That's all I want us to consider today, and especially given this week. For some of us, we don't give the time that's needed for us to express gratitude. We might want to rethink the way that we use our time. There was a recent workshop that was sponsored by the Greater Good Science Center at University of California at Berkeley. It blew my mind that there was such a thing, but it's real. And it showcased the newest and hottest findings in the science and the practice of gratitude. Perhaps the most popular form of seeking happiness is through the accumulation of things. Materialism, they found out, though, is bought at a cost. In fact, as they proved, it doesn't actually work. A society that feels entitled to what it receives does not adequately express gratitude. And seen through the lens of buying and selling, relationships as well as things are viewed as disposable. You know, so if you're useful to me, then I think I'll keep you around. But if I don't really see much use in you, then I will probably dispatch of you. Rather than just, for example, seeing people as valuable in and of themselves. The lack of gratitude, they proved, is this. It's contagious. The lack of gratitude is actually contagious. And it passes on from generation to generation. And you can probably see why. If the primary influence in a child's life is a parent that's in the home and you have maybe a dynamic between two parents where they're, so to speak, they lack gratitude, they lack the expression of gratitude, or they're just generally toxic people, it tends to trickle down to the kids. And then, of course, the kids go out and live accordingly, and one day they stumble upon a person that they get married to. And then guess what typically happens in their home? The toxicity that was basically known for their home, because it's more or less just a part of the routine of what they are now, and maybe for some of them, they've never even experienced any different. It becomes a part of the home that they're trying to establish with their new loved one. It's kind of interesting. What it is that the study found at University of California, Berkeley, though, it says, contemporary research paints a complicated picture of ingratitude. People who are ungrateful tend to be characterized by an excessive sense of self-importance. They tend to be characterized by arrogance. They tend to be characterized by vanity. They typically have a really high view of their own opinion. They probably have a really low view of what other people think. But moreover, they have an unquenchable need for admiration and approval. That is important. Narcissists, and some of you have probably heard of the word narcissist. When you think back to mythology, he was the character that as he looked into the water and he saw his reflection, he became so enamored with himself that he got closer and closer to the point that he drowns himself. He ultimately was the end of himself. Narcissism, what they came to prove is this. People literally get to a place where they are spiritually blind. Now, this wasn't exactly a spiritual group. This is University of California at Berkeley, after all. However, they said these people get to a place where they are spiritually blind. And they go on to say this, there's a refusal to acknowledge that you've even been the recipient of benefits that have been freely given to you from others. And so, a preoccupation with the self, what they concluded was, it causes us to forget our benefits. It also makes us overlook our benefactors, the ones that cared enough to invest in you, to love on you, and to contribute to you. They just can't even see it anymore. Or to even feel that we are owed, or to get to a place where they feel that they are owed things from others, and as a result, there's nothing to be thankful for because after all, you owed it to me. Now, I'm gonna stop and ask you a question. Would you say that that represents fairly our society now? Would you say that largely speaking, I just want you to think for a minute, would you say largely speaking, just as you kind of survey the landscape, would you say that people are at a place where instead of expressing gratitude, being thankful for the things that they have, they feel that they're owed to them, that these are the things that are entitled to me? Would you say that that fairly represents a lot of the people that you interact with day to day? So right now, I want you to look to your right and look to your left and start naming names. I'm kidding. Here's the crazy thing about gratitude. The more studies that have been done on gratitude, gratitude actually works. It works, and it works on a number of levels. I want to show you a few things this morning, and then I'm going to have you look at a passage in the Gospel of Luke. But why does gratitude work? Well, here's the first reason. Gratitude opens the door to more and deeper relationships. So for those of you that have your phones, I want you to feel free to take a snapshot of the screen right now. But gratitude opens the door to more and deeper relationships. Here's the thing. Not only does saying thank you constitute good manners, which it does, but showing appreciation helps you to win new friends. There was a study in 2014 published by Emotion. Who knew that existed? But the study found that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship with you, because they see that you have made a connection to them, an investment in them, and appreciated what you were willing to do for them. So whether you thank a stranger for holding the door or send a thank you note to that colleague who helped you with a project, acknowledging other people's contributions can lead to new opportunities. So one of the ways that gratitude works is the dynamic that it creates between you and another person with whom you have a connection. Think about this. What if your marriage was known for a consistent expression of gratitude, even for the little things that you do one for another, rather than just say, well, those are the kinds of things that you're supposed to be doing in a marriage, and so there you go. Well, that would be a connection that you have. It's a relationship that you've got, but the expression of gratitude is invaluable for deepening the connection that you have there. And by the way, what's true of marriage is also true of other relationships that you've got, whether you think of your friends or your coworkers, or if you're the boss at your work, even there. Let me give you an example. There's a guy named Sheldon Yellen. He's a CEO of a major company. Every single year, Sheldon Yellen writes 9,200 cards wishing the people for whom that work for him a happy birthday. He handwrites 9,200 birthday cards every single year. Now, that also doesn't include the cards that he writes to people for doing an exceptional job at work. He handwrites letters to them as well. And when they were asking him, why is it that you do this? Because you're the CEO of the company, and it seems that maybe there are other things that you could do with your time. The thing that he spoke to was this. He said, maybe there are other things that I can do with my time. However, it doesn't mean that those things are more valuable than what I'm doing with my time. These are the people that are the nuts and bolts of the company and the organization. And without them, we wouldn't be who we are. And so I thought that for the 9,200 people that are employed by our company, they certainly deserve the fact to know that I'm thankful for what they do and that I'm happy that they were born. Because if they weren't born, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing, right? Here's another one that I ran into. There's a guy named John in Morgan Hill, California, and he was sharing his story. He was diagnosed with cancer, and the way that John was described was he was just kind of the game changer in terms of his relationships with people. He was the guy that just brought joy to the room. He was the guy that when people were down, he was the guy that was there for them. But then John is the one that gets diagnosed with cancer. And what he said was this. He said, when I was going through chemotherapy, he said, I got to a point where I was really struggling, and people would come by my house. He said he was going out one day. He was headed to the hospital, and he knew that it was going to be a pretty difficult day. He said, but as he walked out, he looked at his driveway, and all along his driveway, his friends had come, and they had written on his driveway Bible verses. They had drawn him pictures, and they had sent him words of encouragement. Now, the whole reason that they did that is because John had made such a huge impact. They wanted to pay it forward in gratitude that God had even given them a friend like John. So imagine John. You know, he walks out of his house knowing that it's going to be a long day. And instead, what he sees is a driveway that is filled with art. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes it's just the little expressions of gratitude. But notice, gratitude, number one, it opens the door to more and deeper relationships. Here's something else that we know that gratitude does. Gratitude will actually improve your physical health. A person that genuinely has gratitude, it improves their health. Grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than other people. So, if you're feeling an ache and a pain today, you've shown yourself. I'm just kidding. There was a study in 2012. It's interesting. It says, grateful people are more likely to also take care of themselves because they realize that what they have in life is a gift and it's not to be taken for granted. The health that they have is not to be taken for granted. And so they want to work out. They want to take care of themselves. They exercise more often. They're more likely to attend checkups, and which is likely to also contribute to longevity. Interesting. Here's the third thing we know about gratitude. Gratitude improves your mental health, or what's also called your psychological health. It reduces toxic emotions that you have. You can actually get rid of toxic emotions and you can replace it with gratitude, in large part because you just start paying attention to what it is that's in your life. You can replace things like envy and resentment, frustration and regret. One of the top scholars out there that studies gratitude, he's like, what am I going to do in my professional life? You know what? I'm going to study gratitude. That's what I'm going to do. He's a guy named Robert Emmons, and that's exactly what he does. A leading gratitude researcher. How often have you heard that? He has conducted a number of studies on the link between gratitude and well-being. And here's what it confirmed, is that gratitude increases happiness, and it even reduces depression. Number four, gratitude enhances empathy and it reduces aggression. That would be a good thing. All you got to do is go on social media for a little while today. See what's out there. It'll bless you. Grateful people are more likely to behave in what they call pro-social ways, ways that are beneficial to society. So even when others behave less kindly, there was a study at the University of Kentucky. I don't know if we have any Kentucky fans out there. But the study, they studied participants who ranked higher on gratitude scales. They were less likely to, for example, retaliate against other people, even when people were being basically negative. There are negative people out there. You know the people where there's a gray cloud for every silver lining. Do you know anybody like that? It's like for anything that's going on good, they can find a bad. Well, people that respond with gratitude, not necessarily they're thankful for those people being bitter and voicing it, but for everything else in life, they don't have the tendency to feel like they need to fight back against them. They experience also more sensitivity and empathy. They actually connect with people emotionally better and have a decreased desire to get revenge against them. Grateful people even sleep better. You have any bad sleepers out there? Today's been so helpful for you, hasn't it? Grateful people even sleep better because they have a general sense, a greater awareness of their contentment in life. It also improves their self-esteem. It improves people's self-esteem. There was a study done in 2014, and what it showed was this, is that gratitude reduces social comparisons. When you're genuinely thankful and expressive of your thankfulness, you don't tend to get caught up in the back and forth on comparing yourself to other people. By the way, don't go to social media for that, because that is basically what happens on social media. I wish that I had it, and I don't, but one of the things that I saw this week was priceless. There was a guy with his girlfriend. By the way, it went viral, and so this relationship is over with, and I'll just tell you that on the front end. So there's a guy that is out on a date with his girlfriend. I forget what game that they're at, right? But she whips the phone out, and because you have to, right? And so she whips the phone out, and she does it like this while they're out there on the date. And of course, you know what they do? They're like that. And as soon as she dropped the phone, he goes, and it went viral. It went everywhere. I mean, his face was like, I'm sick of this. Well, he got caught. And of course, then you have all the people that are commenting about what it is that they saw in the little video that was at the game. But here's what the things have been shown about social media, and this is why we need to be careful with our use of social media, is that moment where you hold the camera up and everybody's all smiles, and then you drop the camera and everybody feels like that guy. And you go, hey, that's a lot of people's reality, but guess what? The picture doesn't show it. It doesn't show it. You see in social media, you see often the very best moments that people can have. You don't necessarily know what happened in the rest of the day. And people start to compare. Studies are being done. And as a result, people feel, well, discontented and unappreciative because I should have more. Another thing that we found about gratitude is that gratitude can increase your mental strength. It can increase your mental strength. Research has shown that gratitude not only reduces stress, but it also plays a role in overcoming trauma. Isn't that interesting? There are two groups that were studied. My dad's a Vietnam veteran. One of the groups that were studied were Vietnam veterans. That was a particularly difficult war for American soldiers, in large part because, unlike, for example, World War II, where a lot of fanfare was played when the troops came home, it didn't exactly play out like that after Vietnam. But there was a study on Vietnam War veterans, and what they showed was those with higher levels of gratitude experienced lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. That in spite of all the difficult things that they had been through, they were still able to see all of the good things that were around them. And then, second, September 11th. You remember that day? People that were in and around New York have been studied. And what they found was that those that had higher levels of gratitude that endured the trauma of the day were more resilient than those that lacked gratitude. Gratitude has a lot of power, doesn't it? It can change you because it takes you from focusing on things that you focus on, what it is that you don't have in your life that you think that you deserve, and it helps you to see every good gift that's around you. And that's what leads to this passage in Luke chapter 17. Some of you have seen it before, and I'm going to invite you to read it with me. I'm going to begin in verse 11. Here's what the story says, and then I'll just have a few comments about it this morning. While traveling to Jerusalem, he passed between Samaria and Galilee. So here's Jesus. And as he entered a village, 10 men with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance, which is, by the way, that's what they had to do. And they raised their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he told them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And while they were going, they were cleansed. But one of them, seeing that he was healed, returned and, with a loud voice, gave glory to God. And he fell face down at his feet and thanking him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus said, were not 10 cleansed? I mean, where are the other 9? Didn't any return to give glory to God except for this foreigner? And he told him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you. Now that's a pretty powerful moment, isn't it? Imagine that you're one of the 10. There are some things that will be characteristic of your day-to-day life, one of which is that people had to stay a far distance from you. Most of the people in this story in Luke chapter 17, or at least of the 10 that are mentioned here, had not known what it was like to be hugged in a very long time. They had not known what it was like to have a social interaction in a very long time. Most of them knew what it was like for someone to look at them and to go the other way. They knew what it was like to be the outcast. They knew what it was like to be rejected. And then Jesus comes in. And of course, as they go to him, they're coming with expectation that Jesus can heal them. And of course, in this case, Jesus does. But it's their response that I find interesting, don't you? Now, I don't want to beat up on them too much because as I'm putting myself in their place, if it's been a long time since I've been able to be around my wife or to be around my children, be around my mom and dad, and then I'm healed, Jesus says what? First, go to the priests.
And the reason is because back then the priests were the ones that would literally and religiously declare them clean. So they wanted to get that recognition from the priests, right? Because then it's for reals, even though they're healed, right? So let's go to them, let's get that done, and then socially we can be restored again. We can be a part of the group again. So whew, they go. I've thought about this. What would my reaction be if I'm one of the 10 lepers in this story? Jesus heals? Yeah, I'm probably going to go. Matter of fact, Jesus said to go, right? The catch is only one of them cared to come back. Only one of them cared to come back. Why is that? I mean, he went back to thank the one that allowed him to go forward with his life. He went back to thank the one that allowed him to go forward with his life. I've been thinking about the other nine. Maybe there's some things going on in their head. For example, maybe they felt gratitude. Maybe they didn't express it. Maybe they felt it. They didn't express it. Sometimes it's not that we lack gratitude. It's that we lack expressing gratitude. Maybe they got busy with other things. Maybe they got caught up in the excitement that, like, once they finally went to the priest and the priest goes, hey, you know what? You aren't a leper anymore. All right, good. And then they go back. Maybe they got so caught up in those things that they forgot to go back. That's certainly a possibility. But Andy Stanley made a pretty interesting observation about this, and it's something that I want you to think about. He said, the thing that we need to be careful about is this, is that unexpressed gratitude expresses ingratitude. Catch it again. Unexpressed gratitude expresses ingratitude. So think about those moments, you know, where you've done something for someone and they didn't express gratitude. Well, maybe it was inside of them, but how are you going to understand it? You're going to take it as ingratitude. Unexpressed gratitude expresses ingratitude. Or when you think on a human-to-human level, it's that unexpressed gratitude is usually experienced as rejection. You've done something incredible for a person, and this is basically the reaction that you get from them. Well, how are you going to take it? How are you going to take it? You're going to take it as rejection, and that's even if there was gratitude in their heart that they haven't understood what you've done for them. They haven't appreciated what you've done for them, and maybe it's that they just haven't expressed it. See, the dynamics, when you think about our relationships, they can be pretty complicated, can't they? You can have one thing going on inside of one person and another person experiencing it in a completely different way. In fact, over time, unexpressed gratitude has the same effect as a rejection of the relationship as a whole. It can, of course, show something that's in the heart, like you really don't appreciate what's been done. You really aren't thankful for what someone has done for you. But we need to catch the what's going on in the story. Nine people go away healed. One person comes back to say thank you. Very simple thing for you this morning. Very simple thing for me over the course of this week. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Here's the first. Have you been so busy with other things that you have failed to express gratitude to someone? Have you been so busy with other things? Maybe you're like the nine, you know, and a good thing has just happened to you. I'm not trying to mess up the good thing. I'm trying to say, have you expressed gratitude for the good thing? Have you taken a moment to say, who is it that has given me the chance to go forward in life? And I want to thank them for their investment. Do you have somebody? The reason I bring this up is because, again, the concern there is that unexpressed gratitude can express ingratitude. But now I want you to think about Jesus for just a minute. I want you to think about, how about this? Just think about your prayer life for a moment. What are the kinds of things that monopolize your mind and your time as you talk with Jesus? See, some years ago, I made a choice in the way that I was going to pray. And I had to reorient my prayer life, because here's what I found is that by the time I was done making requests, I was pretty exhausted. I'm just being honest with you. By the time that I was done making, some of that is because I'm a pastor and what was going on in people and in the church, and it was hard, and there were sick people, and there were marriages that were struggling, and I spent time praying over all that stuff. And then by the time I'm done with that, I'm like, oh, and I'm out, right? And I never get around to some of the other things. I started in a completely different way. I still pray for people. I do. But I just want to talk to Jesus for a little bit. I think back on the day, and I always start with this. I have a lot to say thankful that I'm thankful for. I just want to say thanks for a little bit. Thank you that my girls are healthy today. Thank you for the friends that you've given me. Thank you for my church. I love them. Just thanks. And maybe then I get on to some of the other things. But now I always start there. And you want to know why? It's because I want Jesus to hear it from me. Friends, I know we're all busy, but maybe if a CEO can handwrite 9,200 birthday cards in a year, and if the same CEO can write thank you cards to those employees that are providing exceptional care to the job that's been entrusted to them, I'm just going to make this suggestion today. We have enough time to tell Jesus that we're thankful. Main thing I'm thankful for, I'm saved. That's it. I am completely aware of who I was without Jesus. I'm completely aware of who I am with Jesus. And friends, it is no different today than was when I was 11 years old. I'm thankful.
We hope you have enjoyed the podcast. For more information about our church, visit www.woodridge.org.